Hello, I'm Daphne Bain. On Arts Alive today, a new book by Calgary author Simon Rose.
He then heard a strange voice inside his head. "This is no dream, Charles Kelly. I have been watching you ever since you brought that pen. My name is Kara Kaur, and I can transform your dream of becoming a famous comic book artist into reality." "How do you know about my dream?" Kelly demanded. "I know you better than you know yourself." Kelly thought for a moment. "What do I have to do?" "All you have to do is create a story where evil decisively triumphs over good," Kara Kaur explained. "If you agree, I will grant you the artistic talent necessary to guarantee your success."
That's Simon Rose, reading from The Emerald Curse. This is Rose's fourth fantasy novel for young readers. His previous three novels, The Alchemist's Portrait, The Sorcerer's Letterbox, and The Clone Conspiracy, have all received great reviews from media and young readers alike. I spoke to Simon Rose about The Emerald Curse. I began by asking him to tell me what the story is about.
Well, The Emerald Curse concerns a young boy called Sam, whose grandfather is one of the world's most renowned and famous comic book artists and writers. And Sam ends up getting sucked into a bizarre dimension derived from his grandfather's own imagination and inside his own comic book collection.
You published your first fantasy novel for young readers, The Alchemist's Portrait, in 2003, and there's been one each year since then, leading to The Emerald Curse. Tell me why you chose to write fantasy for young readers.
Well, really, when I was starting to think about writing books, I found myself more or less instantly drawn to the sort of topics that I was reading books about when I was 9 or 10 or maybe 8 years old, sort of fantasy and science fiction and time travel and that sort of thing. When I was that age as well, I was reading an awful lot of comic books, sort of Marvel comics, superhero stories, that sort of thing. And the first idea for a story I ever had was involved a boy having adventures in his own comic book collection. It's just taken 4 books to actually get it published.
And I know that you still read fantasy and science fiction, and you're fascinated with ancient mysteries, and all of that is so reflective in your writing.
Yes, I think so, and I think the next few books that I'm going to be writing about, I'm going to be exploring such themes as parallel universes, alternate realities, and I'll find it pretty hard to stay away from time travel adventures. In fact, I think the fifth book, which I'm working on now, which will be published in 2007, possibly in the summer of 2007, will be a time travel adventure set in the medieval period.
I really enjoyed reading The Emerald Curse. I'm wondering, have you ever thought of writing fantasy for adults?
I might write fantasy for adults, but right now I'm very much sort of concentrating on writing for children. My own children are now getting to the age where they're the same age as most of the readers and everything, so I think it'd be a while before I can gravitate, I suppose, towards writing for grown-ups. But it's certainly something I might want to do one day, but not just yet. To Sam's horror, a clutch of hybrids roared out from behind the fortress walls. Sam had seen the grotesque hybrids countless times as comic illustrations, but it was terrifying to see them in real life. Each one combined the most lethal and ferocious elements of animals and insects. They were hideous. The onrushing hybrids easily overwhelmed the attackers. 2 air serpents circled overhead, repeatedly swooping down on the fighters. Grasping them in their talons, the huge monsters then soared away and flung their victims to their deaths. Sam watched as other hybrids rushed out to join the battle. A fearsome croc bear lumbered down the hillside. It seized one man in its powerful jaws while effortlessly tossing others aside with a sweep of its spiked tail. Alongside the croc bear, a hyena gator, one of Baron Midnight's newest creations, snapped and snarled at the fighters. The remaining attackers were holding their own against Baron Midnight's forces until a Scorpion charged, killing every rebel in its path.
Calgary author Simon Rose, reading from his most recent fantasy novel for young readers, The Emerald Curse. And about Simon Rose or The Emerald Curse, visit www.simon-rose.com. I'm Daphne Bain, and that's Arts Alive for today.